WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. A former photographer for Harrisonburg's daily newspaper files a wrongful firing lawsuit against the paper's owner. An Edinburgh man faces multiple charges for allegedly selling explosives to an undercover ATF agent. And residents and environmental activists hold a town hall meeting over Dominion's compressor station in Union Hill. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, September 6th. A former photographer for the Daily News Record has filed a discrimination suit against the paper's owner. The Harrisonburg Citizen reports that Nicole Fox filed the suit against Ogden Newspapers of Virginia, LLC. The company fired her as photo editor shortly after Ogden bought the paper last year. Fox claims the decision was based on her age and gender. She is seeking reinstatement as photo editor of the Daily News Record, back pay and other lost benefits, as well as legal fees and compensatory and punitive damages. Fox, now 42, had been the photo editor for 8 years when she was terminated. Her original complaint to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission claims that Ogden told employees of the paper that all existing workers would be offered a job with the new owner. Residents of Buckingham County will hold a town hall Saturday over Dominion Energy's controversial plan to build a compressor station there. In a press release by several groups opposing the project, the open forum will focus on environmental justice issues. The meeting will take place in Union Hill, a historically African-American community. Environmental justice advocates have joined residents there to oppose a fracked gas compressor station to be built as part of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. The town hall is Saturday afternoon from 1 until 3 and is open to the public. An Edinburgh man is facing multiple charges for allegedly selling explosives to an undercover alcohol, tobacco, and firearms agent. The county's fire marshal said Wednesday that 52-year-old Paul Wayne Shell sold several explosives to the undercover agent in Shenandoah County on August 29th. According to the release, Shell believed he was selling the explosives to a motorcycle gang. Shell told the agent that he knew where Virginia State Police regularly train, and the explosives could do some real damage. Shell was arrested on felony charges of selling explosives and possessing ammunition as a felon. He is being held without bond at the RSW Regional Jail. Attorney General Mark Herring's office is disputing a private law firm's bill to taxpayers after it helped win a major redistricting case. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that Herring's office argues that Perkins Coie should be paid $3.1 million instead of the $4.5 million that the firm billed. The firm won a lawsuit that accused lawmakers of illegally packing black voters into certain legislative districts to make surrounding districts whiter and more Republican. A federal court ordered a new House map that made several districts more fair. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected the House GOP's appeal earlier this year. Perkins Coie is the go-to firm for Virginia Democrats, including Herring, for campaign and election issues. The name Jefferson Davis is slowly being removed from public highways in Virginia, but the civil war of old names remains an open conflict, as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Back in the 1920s, the United Daughters of the Confederacy organized what they called the Jefferson Davis Highway Project, an effort to create a transcontinental road parallel to the Lincoln Highway up north. Flash forward to 2019, and now Alexandria and Arlington have both removed Jefferson Davis Highway from street signs and business cards. Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says, don't expect other local governments to follow suit anytime soon.
Like the Confederate Army itself, the name Jefferson Davis Highway is resistant to yielding the further south you go from D.C.
The Alexandria City Council ditched the name last year. This week, Arlington was finally able to abandon the name after getting the Commonwealth Transportation Board involved. But Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University says other parts of Virginia have a political culture that's less inclined to discard history.
Many people in Caroline County, many people on the Northern Neck have generations of family that have lived in those areas, and so that's their history, and they're less inclined to want to change that history or toss that history out.
Opponents of Confederate names say they'll continue their fight to remove the name Jefferson Davis from highways across Virginia, even if they have to go through every city council and board of supervisors up and down Route 1 to do it.
The Chesapeake Bay Executive Council met in Maryland on Thursday. Virginia's governor was there, along with state leaders from Maryland and Pennsylvania. The council meets once a year to discuss how best to clean up the bay and to keep it that way. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
Virginia and Maryland are on track to meet their pollution reduction goals, but Will Baker with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation says he's concerned about other states.
Especially Pennsylvania, which has a self-identified gap of over $300 million per year in the implementation of their plan.
Baker says he had hoped to hear more about that shortfall during the meeting of the Executive Council, like a commitment from other member states to help find funding for Pennsylvania, or a statement from federal officials at the Environmental Protection Agency demanding Pennsylvania step up. But Baker says that didn't happen. The Chesapeake Bay Foundation is threatening to sue if the EPA doesn't take a stronger stance. I'm Mallory Nopain.
Finally today, September is National Preparedness Month, so even without Hurricane Dorian, lots of people are thinking about surviving a disaster or a terrorist attack. Michael Pope has that story.
Here at the Alexandria Emergency Operations Center, people are brainstorming about the best tip to give people about surviving an emergency. Perhaps the most important tip is one few people have thought about.
Cash. Cash is king.
That's Kevin Peach, chairman of the Alexandria Local Emergency Planning Committee. He learned about the importance of cash doing disaster recovery in Puerto Rico.
Those bodegas had water and food, but they just couldn't process the transactions because people didn't have cash. If they would have had cash, things would have been a lot different.
He suggests having about $2,000 in cold, hard cash, but very few people walk around with that much cash.
Well, I have to see my wallet, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 30, $35, so I'm a little short.
Alexandria Sheriff Dana Lawhorn counting the money in his wallet.
It's a good thought. I mean, it's a good tip to have. I don't disagree with them. But also, not everybody has a generator. Not everybody has access to their own vehicle.
Another suggestion from emergency response officials here, keep your important documents on a flash drive or in the cloud, or maybe even carry around an actual hard copy. Reporting from the Emergency Operations Center in Alexandria, I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy your Friday.